Saturday night's Bomber home game proved a point. This is Cole DePero's world and everyone else is just living in it. A hat-trick from the forward helped push Flin Flon to a 5-2 win. Penalties were an issue for the home side at times, but power play skill overshadowed that in the victory over Notre Dame. Flin Flon opened the scoring midway through the first, with Zach Kane scoring his first Whitney Forum goal as a Bomber by whacking the puck through the slot and beating Notre Dame's Johan Tremblay-Kau. The first period was mostly full of momentum for the Bombers, with several good battles including one between the Hounds' Connor O'Keefe and Bomber Jacob Vaukler that ended with helmets and punches flying. Both got 10-minute misconducts for their trouble. Flin Flon led 1-0 on Kane's goal after one. The Bombers buzzed Tremblay-Kau's net to start the second, but it would be Notre Dame getting on the board first, with Marco Georgievic forcing a turnover and setting up Matteo Speranza with a wide-open chance on Harmon Laserhulme, on which he made no mistake. The stalemate would go stale shortly after though, as DePero would show up and take the game over. First, the Martinsville native took a quick pass from the sideboards from Vaukler, gave it a quick touch and then flipped it over Tremblay-Kau, giving the Bombers a 2-1 lead. The Hounds would run into penalty trouble, putting Flin Flon up a man, where they would succeed. Tremblay-Kau would make a save, but the puck would bounce over to the side of the net, where DePero would whack the puck out of the air below the crossbar and back into the slot, where Jeremy Tremblay would fire the puck past his namesake. Tremblay's goal would prove to be the game winner. Flin Flon would then take their own parade to the box, with a too-many-men call and a 10-minute misconduct for Houle, who got a 2-10 for a hit to the head on Notre Dame's Jacob Ligi. That was followed by Rylan Pierce getting the gate late after Hound Sam Kroon tried to dicky him and the two players caught each other. Pierce got a double minor for kneeing, sending the Bombers into the third period up 3-1 but down a man for 3.5 minutes. In the third, Notre Dame got back on the board. With the Bombers down a man and with DePero's stick broken mid-play, Isaiah Peters beat Laserhulme with a long shot through traffic. The Bombers took two more penalties immediately after, but Liam Hunks of the Hounds took an interference call shortly after, making it a 4-on-3 for the Hounds, then 4-on-4 and a short power play for the Bombers. Flin Flon killed off their penalties and got back their momentum. The penalty pendulum would swing back toward the Hounds in the mid-third period, with DePero getting his second goal of the night with Hunks in the box. The forward jumped on a loose puck in the slot, getting his second of the night and extending the lead. 3 minutes later, DePero completed the troika with another power play goal, with the Bombers pinpoint passing around the zone catching the Hounds off guard before DePero hammered home a one-timer. Laserhulme got another win, making 22 saves to do it, while Tremblay-Kau stopped 45 shots in a losing effort. DePero ended the night with the hat-trick and an assist for 4 points, while Tremblay had the reverse, scoring once and adding 3 assists. Jaden Mercier added 3 assists of his own on a night where the Bombers scored 3 of their 5 goals with a man advantage against the SJHL's worst penalty kill. The Bombers, who were idle this week aside from the Saturday night game, have fallen in the standings from second in the league to fourth, also dropping from first in the Sherwood division to second. Both Humboldt and LaRange, who played more games this week, have overtaken the Bombers, Humboldt doing so by dealing the juggernaut Battleford's North Stars not one but 2 straight regulation losses in back-to-back nights, putting Canada's top team on a 3-game losing skid. Flin Flon currently has 51 points in 37 games, behind Humboldt's 53 points in 38 games and LaRange's 52 points in 41 games. Going by points percentage, which evens out differences in games played, puts the Bombers third in the league, well behind the Stars, just behind the Broncos and ahead of the Ice Wolves, Melfort Mustangs and fifth in the standings Estevan. The Bombers will play 3 games this week, each against teams in playoff positions. First comes an away date against the Melfort Mustangs January 24, followed by 2 dates at the Whitney Forum against Estevan January 27-28.